Many years ago, I was in Lourdes, having arrived late afternoon, just in time for the evening procession. It was, for me, particularly moving. A skeptic once said that he did not know if the Virgin Mary was ever really in Lourdes 150 years ago, but he was sure she is there now. Lourdes is a place of faith, and the miracle is what happens inside people. The next morning we had Mass in the grotto, and the preacher commented on what we had seen the night before, young people and volunteers pushing wheelchairs during the rosary procession. This, he said, was the real miracle of faith. In a world where individual success is measured by what one has and by how many others have been trampled on while climbing to the top of the ladder, there in Lourdes, what is valued is the emptying of the individual to create a human community, the young and the healthy, helping the sick and the elderly. This is the miracle that creates community. This is what St. Paul means when he urges us to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, the same mind as Jesus, who emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself. Humbling oneself in service of others is to find oneself lifted up into a wider community. Emptying ourself of self is to discover a life filled with new brothers and sisters without whom we cannot be our true selves. And this is why the image of a banquet in today's gospel is so appropriate. The banquet is a symbol of the heavenly banquet, where the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame from the streets and alleys find a place, and where those others on the highways and in the hedgerows are made to come in that the Master's home may be filled. This, I believe, is a lesson for the Church and for every Christian. Unity, coming together, only works if we are humble enough to welcome to our table those whom God has already invited.